Hello, I'm Ben Thorpe with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, November 20th. Republicans on the Wayne County Vote Canvassing Board say they have second thoughts about certifying election results. Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State says it's too late to reverse the decision. We have more from Rick Pluta.
GOP canvassers said in notarized statements they felt pressured to reverse their votes and certify the results after initially refusing. One of the Republican canvassers also told the Detroit Free Press she got a phone call from President Donald Trump following Tuesday's rancorous meeting that included hours of public comments. Republicans now argue the county's results are not final, but Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says it's too late.
We're going to continue to protect the will of the voters and protect the security of our elections.
The next step is for the Michigan Board of State canvassers to meet Monday to certify the statewide results. But it's not too late for Republicans or the Trump campaign to seek a recount or to file more lawsuits. I'm Rick Pluta.
Despite the approval of election results by local canvassers in Michigan, the Trump campaign is continuing its efforts to toss out the state's largest pool of ballots. Lawyers for the president's reelection voluntarily withdrew a federal lawsuit challenging the vote certification. They said they did so because Wayne County canvassers declined to approve the results. That was false. Canvassers certified the results on Tuesday. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he does not trust state officials.
Maybe they're incompetent, or maybe they didn't want to know. But you're not going to have me take seriously anything that comes from anyone involved in the election the way it was conducted in Michigan.
Following reports that Republican leaders from the Michigan State Legislature would fly to Washington today to meet with President Donald Trump, Governor Gretchen Whitmer implored them to put country over party. Abigail Sensky has this report.
President Trump has refused to concede while continuing to make unsupported claims about widespread fraud, and his campaign has lost most of their legal challenges. On Thursday, the Detroit News reported Republican legislators Mike Shirkey and Lee Chatfield will travel to Washington to meet with the president. In a press conference, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said no meeting in the world can overturn the popular vote.
I implore people to put country over party. Respect the law and see through that the will of the people is reflected in our electors and not play games with this fundamental part of our democracy.
With the results from all 83 of Michigan's counties tallied, Joe Biden has more than 150,000 votes than President Trump. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.
West Michigan's largest hospital system says it can manage the current surge of COVID-19 cases, but also says the surge could get much worse. Leaders at Spectrum Health on Thursday said their hospitals were expanding intensive care units and postponing some surgeries. Many staff have had to miss work because they tested positive for COVID. As a result, some Spectrum hospitals have required staff to pick up extra shifts. Dr. Daryl Elmushi is president of Spectrum Health West Michigan.
Thankfully, we have a large team and a very robust team, and so people have taken up the slack and other people have been taking those shifts.
For weeks, health officials have been warning about the effects of COVID hospitalizations on healthcare workers' physical and mental health. Governor Gretchen Whitmer maintains that she's looking for bipartisan solutions to stopping the spread of COVID-19. Speaking at a news conference on Thursday, Whitmer says it's important for Republican leaders to offer up their plan to control the spread of the virus.
I am hopeful that when the legislature returns from their hunting break, Republicans will share their plans for addressing the public health emergency our state is facing.
State Republicans sued to have Whitmer stripped of her executive authority, but haven't offered up a plan of their own to fight COVID-19. Whitmer also asked GOP leaders to pass another unemployment extension for workers who are out of a job due to the pandemic. And that is your WCMU Morning News Roundup for this Friday, November 20th. I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.